Now, from the left coast to the D.C. Beltway, covering the topics you love to hate and hate to miss, it's the Silk or Joe Show.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Yes, your ears are not deceiving you. It's Jane Silk. So glad to be with you. I'm giving Joe a well-deserved rest. As you know, he's been filling in and doing an absolutely marvelous job. But now and again, he wears so many different hats. He does need a rest. So here I am. And don't forget to look us up on the web at www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. We're in our 14th year broadcasting. Three great nationally syndicated programs for your liking, Monday, Tuesday, actually. And of course, our advertising agency and all the other things that we do. Take a look at the website. If you don't have a station in your neck of the woods, please email us info@mainstreetradionetwork.com and we'll get back to you as soon as we can where you can listen. But again, take us with you on the go. We're totally portable. And we stream all our shows live on our website besides cable radio networks and your terrestrial radio stations online all over the place. I normally have a little bit more to say in the beginning, but I am going to cut my intro short because I'm really, really excited to talk to our first guest of the show. I admire this woman greatly, not because she was in the media, but because she is strong. She put herself out there. She fights what she believes in, and unapologetically so, especially when she knows she's right. So I'm going to give a big shout out and a big honor to welcome Carrie Lake, former, and I don't know why I'm putting former, but former Republican gubernatorial candidate for the great state of Arizona. She's got a brand new book that is hitting the charts and climbing to the top called Unafraid, Just Getting Started. And the book outlines her journey from being the most beloved newscaster and broadcast journalist in the state of Arizona to the leader of the largest grassroots movement in that state's history. Please welcome with me Carrie Lake. Carrie, I hope I can call you Carrie. Like I said, I'm not blowing smoke up in trails already. You are a hero to me because standing up for what you believe in, taking all those disses, the things that were said about you on the election, the conspiracy theorists that you've lost your marbles, just like they did with Sidney Powell and every other person who believed that there were problems in the 2020 elections. Again, there were problems in the 2022 elections. And before you start, your state in 2020 was one of the seven states that, well, the former President Trump and others said there were problems in that state. Now, there was a recount, there was a ballot assessment, and if I'm not mistaken, about a year or so after, not so that it would change the results of the election, but was found, over 402,000 ballots that were falsely counted. Okay, so if that can happen in 2020, and we know it happened in other states, why shouldn't it happen, or why is it not plausible to happen in your state in 2022 midterm elections and a state that normally leans quite red?
Well, it did happen. Thank you for having me on, Jane. It's great to be with you. I'm excited about my book. And, you know, you got to speak the truth. And if people aren't uncomfortable with the truth, you know, they're going to have to deal with that, because I'm not willing to lie, and I'm not willing to let my country go. And what happened to us is, you know, and my book talks about it, how I ended up coming from rural Iowa, the youngest of nine, a poor family, working my way through college, paid my way through college, worked my way through college, ended up in a dream career that I walked away from as a main news anchor and broadcast journalist of 30 years. And I was at the pinnacle. It was a seven-figure contract when I walked away and said, I can't do this anymore. This is just pushing propaganda and lies. And so I ended up, the great people of Arizona that had welcomed me into their homes for 27 years reached out to me and said, would you please run for office? We need someone we trust who understands the issues we're facing. And I did. I jumped in as our founding fathers envisioned, real people, citizen politicians, and we led an incredible movement of people. The people did everything right. They got involved. They showed up. Mama bears and papa bears and students, everybody got involved. We had a huge record amount of people turning out to vote. and the corrupt individuals who run our elections sabotaged Election Day. They sabotaged it. They rolled out machines that they knew wouldn't work. They were machines that were programmed to break down and not work on Election Day when 75% of the people showing up were voting for me and the Republicans. There were lines that were 4 and 5 and 6 hours long because of that. They intentionally printed on Election Day only with that voter turnout, with heavy Republicans, they printed the wrong image on the ballot. 250,000 ballots were spit out on Election Day, unreadable. And then they said, don't worry about it. It's just a hiccup. We'll take them down and count them for you later.
Well, wait a minute. What about not printing enough ballots for the people who wanted to vote? I mean, we just saw in the news this week the head of the election in Pinal County. Who left, and one of the reasons, you know, the woke agenda, but not just that, didn't have enough ballots on Election Day.
Well, I think that might have been a dry run. That was in the primary, Jane. That was in the primary. Pinal County is a county that I won.
Yes.
It was a county that supported me massively over the rhino I was running against. And they ran out of it was primary day. They only ran out of Republican ballots, because they knew the rhino wasn't going to do well down there, so they didn't really care, but they wanted to hurt
me. Well, what about the missing ballots? It was over 63,000 mail-in ballots delivered to the wrong voters in multiple heavy Republican, precinct locations. So,
that's right.
I mean, okay, so let me ask you something, because I know, where are you at right now with this? Where are you in the courts?
They've got a million ways to cheat. They employed each and every one of them. They cheated in 2020. They did it even in more elaborate fashion in 2022, right in front of our eyes. Everyone in Arizona knows it.
So what's happening now? So where are you standing in the courts?
Our case has gone through the courts. We have the greatest election fraud case ever. But we haven't had a judge who will take the information and rule on it. It takes a courageous judge to say, we're tossing this out. So we filed a notice to appeal, and we're going to continue appealing it. We would love to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court if we can get it that far, and we'll see what happens. Right now, though, because I have the courage to speak out and speak the truth, the guy behind the elections is suing me for defamation for speaking the truth. They are trying to go at me with lawfare like they're doing with President Trump.
Well, wait a minute. Aren't they afraid of discovery and what you could possibly ask them to deliver?
Well, you know, they've hired a bunch of Soros attorneys. I think they're just trying to scare us and make us go away. And we're not going away because our country is on the verge of going away if we don't stand up.
Well, what about the next election, Carrie? I mean, you see, since 2020 election and that debacle of the 2020 election, and, you know, I primarily blame the former president because he had tools, but instead he put all his eggs in one basket with Mike Pence, thinking that he was a loyalist when, you know, he never was. He was milquetoast before he ever, you know, came to the party. But what do you see for the 2024 elections, even though since 2020 you have what? There were 68 different election laws passed in 30-something states. Do you think the general election is going to be flawed like the previous general election in 2020, or should people just stay home because after all their votes won't count? I mean, what is going on in our country here? I mean, we're not fighting this. The people who are supposed to fight back are not fighting back, and I'm letting these agendas and these narratives take over.
Well, I think a lot is being done. You know, you don't win a war in one fell swoop. You win battles. Little battles and big battles. And there are a lot of people just like me fighting. They aren't maybe getting the attention that my case is getting. Little things are happening. We're discovering. I'm in New York right now. We're discovering in New York that there are about 750,000, more than 700,000 phantom phony people on the voter rolls. And that's recently been discovered. New York is not as blue as they say it is. We are seeing small battles being won everywhere. And I think I know the people who are in this fight for election reform and election integrity are going to continue to fight right up until Election Day in 24, including myself. And we'll see what happens. But they don't want Trump. I think they fear that we will be able to reform our elections well enough to enact change in this country. And that's why they're doing everything to prevent
the only
Donald
way
Trump
to do that,
being
Carrie.
On the ballot.
the only way to do that is change our current system now. I mean, you know, maybe there should be term limits, whether it's for our Supreme Court justices, and, you know, we have it for our president of this country. Why don't we have it for Congress and Senate? I mean, you have people like Dianne Feinstein, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, some of these, you know, Maxine Waters, you know, some of these people, McConnell, you know, who have been in there for so long, they're jaded, they're so used to the money, and since when did serving the public ever become a gateway to become millionaires?
Well, you know, our founding fathers didn't put term limits in, and I think they assumed that we would have fair elections. I think if we have honest elections, Jane, we wouldn't even need term limits.
No, we would, but we haven't had it since, what, after the 2002 debacle with Al Gore and Bush. Carrie Lake, what an amazing journey. We hope we'll be able to talk to you as the 2024 season comes to see what's happening. We'd love to keep in touch. Her book outlines the journey from being the most beloved newscaster.
High interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833. Now.
Cybercrimes like ransomware attacks against schools are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity through tools and training. Now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon St. Till, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
Spring is here. Time to get out of the gym and take your workout outdoors. Whether you're walking, running, swimming, or biking, it's important to have a proper warm-up routine to prevent injuries. Five-time Ironman triathlon world champion Craig Crowe Alexander has some advice.
Sprains, strains, and injuries can happen to any athlete. Even a minor injury can affect your performance and derail your fitness routine. One of the best ways to try and prevent injuries is to make sure you prepare properly.
Alexander recommends always starting with a 10 to 15 minute dynamic warm-up.
Activation exercises combined with some dynamic movements like lunges are great for warming up. Focus on one specific movement at a time until you feel ready to go. Be sure to listen to your body and use proper support gear when needed to protect yourself and prevent injury.
The Curad Performance Series Ironman lineup includes rugged supports, wraps, kinesiology tape, bandages, and analgesics to support you on your fitness journey. For more, go to Curad.com.
Moms know it's the little things that matter most. A kiss for skinned knees, a hug for hurt feelings, and the small acts that keep families healthy. Many moms before me have seen serious diseases claim the health and lives of their families. Mine was affected by polio. Today, vaccinations for polio and many other diseases can help protect adults and children, generation after generation, mom after mom. Learn more about how to help keep your family healthy at vaccines.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Silk or Joe Show. Jane stepping in for Joe, who needs a much needed break. He's been taking the reins and doing such a wonderful job. So glad to be with you. And again, www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. Take a look around, peruse. If you don't have a station in your neck of the woods and you don't feel like listening from the site, email us at info@mainstreetradionetwork.com. So much going on. Thank you for being here and for tuning in. Great conversation with the former Republican candidate for Arizona Governor, Carrie Lake, and touching on the fraud of Arizona. She's in New York currently, and they have just found over 700,000 ballots registered to phonies, for to nobody, you know, phantom ballots, phantom registrations. That's a lot of people. It's a lot of people to count and say, oh, we're here and they're voting, of course, you know, on the Democratic rolls. I mean, come on, people. You know, if you can see that this country has a problem right now and that we have a president who is questionable at best for being in that seat with his finger on the nuclear codes, do you really want somebody who doesn't even know where they're at, even if they think they're in the basement or the bathroom or, you know, wherever, or if he thinks he's in England, last speech, God save the Queen? I mean, come on. The man is out to lunch. Really, let's face it. But make matters worse, besides that, that's not the primary reason I don't believe he should be in office, although it is a big reason, and not knowing where you are, who you're talking to. But the fact that the man is a pedophile, ask his daughter. I mean, her diary clearly stated that her father took showers with her when she was a little girl, which resulted in a screwed up sex life, relationship life, life with men, and of course lead to drugs. She's been in and out of rehab, and she happened to leave her diary at a halfway house after being going from full-blown rehab to integration back into the world of the, you know, living full-blown without any assistance. She goes into a halfway house. And she leaves the diary under a mattress, which was found. It's been authenticated. And of course, the Democrats want to say, oh, no, it's not. It's phony. It's disinformation. Just like the 51 spies from the, you know, and the FBI that lied about Hunter Biden's laptop. Oh, that's Russian disinformation. That never happened. Oh, that's just like Trump with the Russian hoax. Oh, Russian interference. Oh, my God. They gave Trump help. They did this. They wanted not to give Hillary the presidency. I knew that was a bunch of malarkey because Hillary's the one, along with Obama, that sold 20% of American uranium to Russia for the Great Reset, okay? I mean, come on. She was all nice and smiles. You know, the Democrats have been a friend of Russia and China and Ukraine. In fact, I mean, Biden has been sending, what, last week, the week before, another $325 billion to Ukraine, or a million? I mean, what difference does it make if it's million, billion, or trillion? I mean, he's writing money, spending money, printing money at a rate that's going to bankrupt this country. Okay, folks? Not only that, the man is a liar, on tape a liar. Yesterday and the day before, he stood up there and told everybody when they said, haven't you talked to your son Hunter about his business dealings? No! Really? Liar. How come we have you on tape? How come we have you on WhatsApp text messages? Okay? How come we have you on emails? All right? How come you have a license plate that says the big guy, the big man, the big whatever? Okay? Yes. Okay? And it's constantly using that throughout all the transcripts. All right. And then, of course, Biden's little slip, you know, when the Indian president was here about I've sold more secrets and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm only kidding. Really? If you looked at his face, there wasn't a smile on his face until the end. I guess until he realized what he said. And so he had to quickly regroup. And somebody probably put something in his ear and said, say it's a joke. Say it's a joke. I mean, please. We have our attorney general who possibly can be impeached for hindering prosecution against Hunter Biden. And this phony deal about Hunter Biden, you've got lawmakers now, coming to the Attorney General and to the DOJ saying, hey, wait a minute. This sweet deal that the IRS and everybody gave Hunter Biden for the gun and what have you? No. They'd love to wash everything under the table, okay? And the pressure grows now. The pressure is growing because you have whistleblower accounts on the Biden probe throwing into question the timing of Merrick Garland's testimony in front of Congress. So here we have a possible lying attorney general covering up for the political elite, the woke, the left lunatics of this country. And the Republicans better start doing in kind what the Democrats have been doing to this country since Trump has been in office. The Mueller investigation wasted over $66 million of American taxpayers, and it was a hoax, people, a hoax. We should make every single person who demanded investigation from the Democrats, from the president all the way down, I mean, from the Speaker at the House, Pelosi, all the way to the Senate, congressmen, to pay out of their pockets for wasting taxpayer money, knowing full well that what they got a special prosecutor and investigators to investigate, knowing full well it was crap. Nothing there. Nothing. Just like his two impeachments. Nothing. What it cost, what these investigations, what these trials have cost this country is, yes, a pimple on an elephant's butt. But if you add all the waste, fraud, and abuse, the fact that Biden just sent $28 million to the UN Climate Fund, which has connections to the Chinese Communist Party, is questionable. How dare he? Because right now we're trying to get testimony and paperwork from the Treasury to hand over reports involving Burisma from Ukraine, involving Biden and getting money from China, just like the audio that came out where Hunter Biden is demanding money from a Chinese leader because his father is sitting right next to him and they better do it. Otherwise, face the consequences. This has been going on since he was a senator. It's been going on since he's been vice president and president, okay? Which means that the former president before Trump, Obama, leading the cabal, knew what was going on and profited from this. I have no doubt whatsoever. Because the moment Obama leaves the White House, a man who wasn't a millionaire many times over when he came into the White House, could leave the White House and afford a $6 million home. Boom, another one on Martha's Vineyard, another one in California. Come on, folks. Since when did serving the public become millionaire row, the stepping stone to lining our pockets? Okay, I mean, the CHIPS bill that the Democrats passed right before the last midterm elections, okay, made Pelosi and her ilk millions, tens of millions of dollars because they mentioned it before that bill ever came up to the floor for discussion 2-3 months beforehand. So the people were buying stocks who belonged to Congress and their families, and they all made out. This is what's going on. And you have the networks, the alphabet soups, ABC, NBC, CBS, and all of those hardly talking about it, but it's filtering through. It's filtering through. Do something about it. Get involved. Don't sit on your butts, people. Jane Silk, you're listening to the Main Street Radio Network, The Silker Joe Show. Stay tuned. Don't touch those buttons. We've got so much more coming up.
This Men's Health Month, we encourage men to take care of their largest organ, their skin. Plaque psoriasis is a common skin disease that may appear as raised and scaling red plaques anywhere on the body, like the knees and elbows, and even private and sensitive areas like the groin, genitals, between the buttocks, and armpits. Symptoms can include pain, cracking skin, and itching. While it occurs equally among men and women, several studies have shown that men tend to have more severe plaque psoriasis. Chad Cragen was diagnosed nearly 20 years ago with plaque psoriasis, affecting multiple areas of his body, including his elbows, knees, and between his buttocks. Chad is sharing his story to encourage other men to talk to their healthcare provider about their symptoms and learn about a steroid-free treatment option that may be able to help.
When I was first diagnosed, I walked out of my dermatologist's office with 5 different tubes and bottles of topical medicine to use on different parts of my body. Managing so many treatments, all with different instructions for different body parts, made my treatment routine confusing and time-consuming. Recently, I started using a steroid-free cream, Zoryve, roflumilast cream, that has simplified the management of my psoriasis, as I can use it anywhere on my body. I apply it once daily for my flare-ups, and it's really helped manage my symptoms by clearing my skin and reduce my pain and itch too. I also like the cream because it's not greasy or messy. It spreads easily, and I just need to apply a small amount to the area of my body where there are plaques. I think a lot of men with plaque psoriasis, especially if they have it in more private areas, may not bring it up with their healthcare provider. I encourage them to go talk to their provider and learn about the latest treatment options. And don't be afraid to have your healthcare provider examine your full body, because psoriasis may look and feel different depending on location. With the appropriate treatment regimen, things can change.
Zoryve is a prescription medicine used on the skin, topical, including in areas with skin folds to treat plaque psoriasis in people 12 years of age and older. It is not known if Zoryve is safe and effective in children under 12 years of age. Before taking Zoryve, tell your healthcare provider if you have liver problems and about the medicines you take. Do not use Zoryve in or on your eyes, mouth, or vagina. Tell your healthcare provider if you are pregnant, breastfeeding, or plan to be. It is not known if Zoryve will harm your unborn baby. The most common side effects of Zoryve are diarrhea, headache, trouble sleeping, nausea, application site pain, upper respiratory tract infections, and urinary tract infections. These are not all of the possible side effects of Zoryve. Talk to your healthcare provider to find out if Zoryve is right for you. For more information about plaque psoriasis and Zoryve, a steroid-free topical that works across affected body areas, talk to your healthcare provider or visit www.zoryve.com. That's Zoryve.com. Sponsored by Arcutis Biotherapeutics.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Silk or Joe Show. Jane sitting in for Joe, who needs a well-deserved break. He's been holding down the fort. We all wear multiple hats here at Main Street. But again, so glad to be back with you. Again, www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. Give us a shout or send us an email at info@mainstreetradionetwork.com if you want to know of a radio station in your neck of the woods or where you can listen to us. In the meantime, you can take us with you. We're totally portable. Go to our menu on our website and we stream our shows live as well as podcasts, and you can catch us all over the country on so many different venues. Coming up now, we have a new friend of the show. Really interested to talk to Chadwick Moore. He's a journalist, a political commentator, and a culture critic. You might remember him because besides being a columnist and a contributing editor at The Spectator, editor-in-chief of Outspoken and Outspoken Middle East, semi-regular on Fox News' Gutfeld, he was a regular guest on Tucker Carlson. But as everybody knows, Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox, and right after that, his whole team and guest roster was let go as well. So, but then again, it didn't stop Chad. He, like I said, Chadwick has plenty of places to take his platform. Chadwick Moore, great having you on the show. Welcome.
Hey, Jane, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
You have a new book, and it's called a biography of Tucker Carlson.
That's right. Yep, it's just simply called Tucker. And I've been working on this book for over a year. You know, we were basically done with the book when his show was pulled off the air, which was, you know, a shock to the entire country and a shock to Tucker and his team as well. You know, since then, I got to interview Tucker twice since that happened, and added two new chapters to the book, updated it to make it current. But, you know, it wasn't really a massive job because this book was about so much more than just Fox News and his relationship with Fox. It was, you know, a story of his life and who he is.
Chadwick, you've been a lifelong Democrat up until recently, correct?
I always voted for Democrats, well, actually until, you know, 2016, 2017. When I sort of publicly came out against the left and against my colleagues, and I worked in liberal media at the time, and you know, I sort of had enough, and I wrote a piece in the New York Post coming out as a conservative and just sort of kind of, you know, stating what I believed, and I didn't want anyone to associate me with what was happening on the left and especially in the media. I wanted people to know that I wasn't like these people. And that was the first time Tucker had me on his show after they came across the article. And then since then, I was a regular on his show for basically the entire run, and even, you know, weirdly appearing on the last episode, which was April 21st.
Let me ask you something. We, you know, yes, this country has had problems for decades. We know that. I mean, we're not a perfect country. Over 300 million people, there's no such thing as perfection. It's 6 feet under. But we have been progressing in a fashion to give people more, you know, more rights, more freedoms. I mean, after all, America has the five basic freedoms, which no other country basically has. And if we lose our freedoms, where do you go in the world? Okay. And right now, the narrative in this country is, you know, being employed basically through a prism of, you know, certain outlets that are parroting our president and a lot of leaders from the Senate and lawmakers, you know, from the left, to try to change our basic way of life, you know, changing the way we call ourselves. They want to change mom and dad. They don't want to have mom and dad anymore. I mean, you know, they want children at early ages before their brain is even developed. It's still mush and putty. They want children to decide on their sexual orientation. I mean, you know, what I believe, I mean, I don't advocate violence. I am a peace-loving person who protested violently against, not violently, but, you know, multiple times peacefully against the Vietnam War at the time. You know, so I believe in this country, but I don't believe in where it's going. And I don't think that we have, we're not fighting fire with fire. Over 500-something riots of Antifa, BLM, billions of dollars in federal buildings destroyed. American taxpayers have to reach in our pocket. You've got BLM, a racist organization. Their people are getting arrested right, left, and center because all it is a cash cow for them to buy $6 million homes. Do you think the people in this country are going to stand for another election like 2020 and stand for all of these mandates, sort of, and these things that are being thrusted upon us from our government and leaders.
Yeah, it's very much, you know, back to your previous question, you know, the things that I always thought made me a Democrat was the things I still believe in, which are, you know, I'm anti-war, keep loving it like yourself, as you said, pro-free speech, pro-individual freedom.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that what I realized during that last election cycle was that I was standing on the wrong side, and the Democrat Party exposed itself, as did the Republican Party in many ways, as being part of one system. And as you said, that, you know, media just parrots Joe Biden. I think what Trump unveiled on a mass scale, and what also definitely Tucker Carlson did, was this idea of the uniparty and the establishment, and that they're really all on the same page. And not only are they trying to change our way of life, as you had mentioned, but the nature of reality and the nature of civilization to its core. So with, you know, the next election, will people stand for it? I mean, I don't know. I mean, look what we're seeing. It's so unprecedented with what happened to Tucker, so indicative of it and unprecedented, that it becomes so evidently clear now that whatever Fox News gives an excuse, and they have not given an official reason for taking him off the air, both to himself or publicly, it is clearly related to
narrative
and content and politics. So
well, come on, Chadwick.
That out there.
Chadwick, they caved. They caved to Dominion, okay? You know, they settled with Dominion for what, $750-something million, a company which has records that show those machines being made in Spain, and the company in Spain that makes those machines. If you go back through the paperwork, it was revealed that it was a shell company of one of George Soros's companies, and that we have executive orders that started with Obama that were signed, and President Trump signed it and renewed it every year, September 18th, every year, which he didn't do what he should have done in September 18th, 2020. He let this country go to where it is right now, but we're foreign interference. I mean, Obama had that even as executive order, and then Trump took it to the next level, but yet we had foreign interference in our last election. Some say there were some of that in the 2022 midterms, because they're still have questions about some of those states. So what do you say to people in your age group? How can you feel good about knowing that who you're voting for is going to really count? And like in, take for instance, Carrie Lake, former governor, we just had her on before you. She's in New York currently. There was over 700,000 ballots found, you know, phantom ballots, not registered to anybody, that have been counted. So what do you say to people when they say, oh, well, why should I vote? You know, I mean, after all, I mean, is it going to count?
Yeah, I think that the last election, and especially COVID, proved that sadly, while there'll be millions of people who resist, the American people generally will go along with anything. And I think that COVID proved that. It was perhaps an experiment in that. I think as long as we have electronic voting machines, that I don't think that it's secure. I think it's a stupid idea and ripe for the potential for corruption. But here we are. And I really don't stand for that, to be honest. You know, I know that
yeah, what was wrong with paper ballots? So we had one hanging Chad from Florida in 2000.
Right.
I mean, come on. And Catherine Harris, the Secretary of State, who I interviewed multiple times during that time, I mean, you know, was put up to, you know, a hard decision. But, you know, she followed the rules, followed the law, and, of course, became a devil in so many eyes. But, you know, up until 2000, from that one hanging Chad ballot, that was an excuse to upend our election system and take it to the point where it is now, very unsecure and unsafe, when you have people coming out like Jovan Pulitzer and Patrick Byrne, who used to own or founder of Overstock, saying, you know, totally, that there are machines that have algorithms in them that can turn that machine on, and they could go online when no voting machine should ever be allowed to be connected to the internet.
Well, it seems apparent that, you know, the Democrats are obviously only focused on winning, and that's, you know, been true for a long time. And the Republican Party seems to have no interest in learning how to cheat better than the Democrats cheat, or how to manipulate the system better than the Democrats do it. So until the Republican Party wants to get on board with that, I don't really see how anything changes. They don't really seem to want to win. They seem to enjoy being the opposition. Maybe it's good for fundraising. I don't know. And maybe that's the reason why they don't want powerful voices out there that are criticizing them. You know, the Democrats hated Tucker Carlson, but the Republican Party feared him. And if anyone really wanted him off the air,
well,
I think it was the Republicans more than
Trump. Exactly. Trump. There's so much more. I'd like to have you on in the next couple. Let's talk more about what's going on and see how you're faring. Chadwick Moore, great to have you on. Journalist, political commentator, his new book, Tucker, his latest book, Rising. You're going to not want to miss it. Former editor of The Spectator and editor-in-chief of Outspoken and Outspoken Middle East. Hope to have you on soon. Stay tuned. There's more.
Rockstar Energy is jumpstarting the summer you want with the energy you need, giving away $50,000 to fuel your Memorial Day weekend. Millions of Americans are eager to kick off the holiday weekend with a travel getaway. In fact, experts predict 82% of summer travel will be by car. And with high gas prices, 89% will be looking for travel rewards, which is why Rockstar Energy wants to help you save at the pump and stay energized to get to your next destination. Here's how it works. Throughout Memorial Day weekend, the first 1,000 people to stop by any gas station, buy three Rockstar Energy products, and fuel up on gas or electric charge will get up to $50 cash back. Text ENERGY to 81234 to find out more. The rewards don't stop there. All summer long, you can earn up to $5 cash back when you buy two Rockstar Energy products and fill up at any gas station. To find out more, text ROCKSTAR to 81234. Let Rockstar fuel your drive this summer. I'm Kendra Wright.
June is National Dairy Month, and it's time to talk about the dairy aisle, an essential stop for most grocery shoppers. Chef Jamie Gwen has more.
The dairy aisle has always been an American staple, stocking essentials like milk, butter, and cheese. Alternative dairy items like creamers and almond, coconut, and soy milk are popular too.
A recent survey conducted by the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association reveals that more than half of U.S. adults say they buy both dairy and non-dairy products. Millennials buy the most non-dairy items, with 3 out of 5 buying non-dairy items each trip to the store.
Products from the dairy aisle take up half the space in the majority of U.S. refrigerators. The dairy aisle is becoming the go-to place for new items. 65% of parents with kids under the age of 17 say they're willing to try something new.
To celebrate National Dairy Month, visit EasyHomeMeals.com to enter to win a $10,000 sweepstakes and view simple, unique, family-friendly recipes.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy, and I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Heart valve disease is more common than you or your doctor may think, especially as you get older. It's serious but treatable with the proper diagnosis. If you or a loved one are experiencing shortness of breath, fatigue, chest tightness or pressure, dizziness or fainting, talk to your doctor and ask for an echocardiogram to get diagnosed early and enjoy your best quality of life. Learn more at askforecho.com. That's ask4echo.com.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs, and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils, like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Silk or Joe Show. That's right, Jane Silk with you today, giving Joe a much-needed rest. He's been doing such a marvelous job, but we're busy, and he wears multiple hats like we all do, but I am so overjoyed to be with you. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, check out our great website, www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. Avail yourself of all the different things there to do. You can take us with you. You can listen online. If you don't have a station in your neck of the woods, email us, info@mainstreetradionetwork.com, and we'll tell you where you can hear us. But again, in the meantime, we stream our shows live, and we also keep them archived for podcast purposes. So, and you can hear us on so many different platforms. Have a new friend of the show today. You might have heard him on our brother show, the Alan Nathan Show, here also on the Main Street Radio Network. Really great website, a different kind of social media platform. I really like it. I'm really looking forward to getting into it. Jason Shepherd, founder of Wimkin. Okay, world must know. Social media, it's despite being banned from Apple and Google Play app stores in January of 2021, while being the number one on both sites. And after receiving multiple subpoenas by the House for the January 6th, Jason has grown over 9 million users. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you so much, Jane, for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, wow. So give us a little history, Jason.
You know what? I'm sorry. You had a little background noise. I didn't catch that.
Please give us some history of your website.
Oh, sure. Okay, so back in probably, so essentially I'd say around April, I started a website called World Must Know Now after I worked in the healthcare industry and saw some, you know, COVID testing irregularities, as well as reporting to county health departments, and really just wanted to get that information out there. I mean, I left my position at a very large insurer here, the second largest insurer in the state of Pennsylvania, and started something called World Must Know, and it was actually just a standalone website, World Must Know Now, and it was just about, you know, five or six of us writing articles on what was going on with COVID. We had a comprehensive COVID timeline that was probably the most comprehensive in the world. I mean, we had, on any given date, we would have 13 or 14 entries based on, you know, what was going on in different countries and obviously the U.S. And people started asking, hey, we would like to contribute. We would like to be able to comment on your posts. We would like to be able to, you know, get involved. And that's actually how Wimkin became about, to be honest with you. And I really didn't get too crazy about it until Twitter banned the seated president of the United States at the point in time, Donald Trump, because, you know, I never thought free speech would be infringed upon in that manner, especially at the highest office of the United States. So that's how Wimkin became about, and we're 100% free speech platform.
And, you know, you're very different. excuse me, everybody. I had sort of, I don't know what, I had a dry throat, actually, talking a lot, I guess. Which is what I get paid to do. but, you know, what I saw on your site, you know, you have, you have videos in a separate place. It's a quite a different site from your normal Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. And if somebody, let me give you the address. It's wimkin.com. And when it's kind of funny, in your battles, the SEC put in the I's in Wimkin, didn't they?
Yeah, because we were just going to have it WMKN, but apparently either those are call letters or they have to be used as call letters. So that was pretty interesting. I know that's your background. So
yes.
But yeah, it was startling because, I mean, we added the eyes, and I know we had a conversation, and it's funny, you picked up on exactly, I mean, it was your idea, but it was the idea that we went with the lowercase eyes, just because WMKN really can't be released as an app like that. I mean, it doesn't really make any sense. So we added the eyes in there just so it kind of like what WMKN sounds like. So you basically sound it out with the eyes.
Right, right. Well, and like I said, with the small eyes there and with the other, with the W and the M and the K and the, you know, in caps, you sort of really just go to it that way. It's like I said, it's a really, really interesting platform. And I'm so excited to work with you and to work around it and look more on it because, you know, I never really thought having, you know, grown up before, we had all this technology and social media, you know, and like I think we were talking about the other day where I said, you know, I'm from the school of, you know, you hear your news either from the TV, from the radio, you know, from gossip, from other, you know, people talking and what have you. And, you know, we could have discussions. I mean, there were violent discussions. I mean, and when I say violent, I don't mean violent in the words of, you know, hurt somebody, but, you know, very passionate. I should say there were passionate disagreements and discussions during the Vietnam era, you know, when I protested against it, when, you know, people were protesting for it, or we were protesting against automatic drafting and going to volunteer draft. But, you know, people, they reported on it. You would see it on Walter Cronkite. You would see it on Peter Jennings, rather, on ABC. You would see it on, you know, the different broadcasts. It wasn't, oh, let's censor it. Okay.
Sure.
And, you know, now we have websites, you know, and social media platforms that just take our First Amendment rights right away from us. And there's nothing we can do about it. Because they have these 230 protections in the Indecency Act, which should be taken
100%.
Away. Yeah. So, I mean, do you think your generation are catching on? Because, you know, you have Generation X, Y, and Z and the millennials. I mean, you know, the future of the country, as the baby boomers are falling off and the next ones are coming in to take over. Are they catching on? Because right now, Biden is showing, I mean, really, this is huge, a Harvard-Harris poll, which is basically a left-leaning poll, so you've got to take these numbers in stride, and they're saying that the latest Harvard and Harris survey has delivered a really strong mix of bad news for Biden, with much of the public appearing to disagree with him on key policy issues, expressing concerns about his age, his fitness, the rising skepticism of the Justice Department, the way they handle Trump. They may not like him, but they don't think he should have been indicted. Real quick, we're losing our time here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, there you go, Jason. I'm so sorry we couldn't finish our discussion. Jason Shepherd, founder of Wimkin, WIMKIN.com. Go check it out. It's wonderful. It really is a great site. We're going to talk more with Jason in the upcoming weeks. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Thanks, our great distributors, Salem, and to our listeners and to our sponsors. Thank you so much. Main Street's in our 14th year. We're going to keep going, and we're going to keep bringing it right to you. God bless America. God bless our listeners. And to you, Americans, thank you so much.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.